Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. By the way, on this day in 1845, a sad day happened. Johnny Appleseed. John Chapman, also known as Johnny Appleseed, died 1845 on this day in Allen County, Indiana. And to this day, today is known as Johnny Appleseed Day. So those of you who like apples, you can thank Johnny Appleseed. He did a lot to spread apples all over the country. Okay, we're talking about public policy. This, as you remember, I've been talking about for several weeks now. I've been talking about resolutions that I want you and me to focus on, typically they've been operating fundamentals, resolutions that were involving operating fundamentals. And as I said earlier, you might wonder why public policy, which is what we're talking about today, is an operating fundamental. Well, the things that politicians and bureaucrats do, what they do is they pass laws and ordinances and make regulations. That's their primary role in life, if you think about it. And every time they do that, there's a cost. There's a cost involved, either directly or indirectly. Every single time they drop the gavel and somebody signs a document, there's a cost involved, a direct or indirect cost to you and me and our small businesses. The question is, as I mentioned last hour, the question is, are you and I involved in that debate to shape that debate, to contribute to the results, or are we standing mute, allowing those public policy makers to presume correctly that you and I don't care? That's what they've got to be thinking, and they can rightly assume that. It may not be correct because you and I do care. The question is, though, do we care enough to get involved? So this brings us to resolution number three, public policy resolution number three, and that is this. I resolve to join and support my local chamber of commerce and at least one national small business organization this year. Now, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, and so I told you I was going to get into it. So I'm going to bore down into this issue a little bit more. The good thing about these types of organizations, like the NFIB, like the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, like your local Chamber of Commerce, the good thing about those organizations is they give you two options. You can join them, pay your dues, and keep up with what's going on, become better informed. And that's what I call the indirect participation in the public policy debate. That's indirect, meaning that you support an organization that speaks for you, that lobbies for you, that advocates for you as a small business owner and me. And that's okay. And many of us in the lives of our small business, we move in and out of having time, the ability, time and the resources to be directly or indirectly involved. And so the good thing about being members of these organizations, including especially your local Chamber of Commerce, those of you who've been listening to the show know that from day one, I've been encouraging small business owners to join their local Chamber of Commerce. So by being a member of these organizations, You lend your name to their roles. They can count you among their numbers. They can count your contribution in their budget. Helps them hire people who are professional lobbyists, professionals who go up on Capitol Hill, who go to the state houses, and who go to City Hall and make sure that if there's an issue out there that you and I need to know about, that we know about it and report back to get us to tell them which one of these issues is important to us. And that's the grassroots element of these organizations. And so when you tell them what you're interested in, maybe that's one other thing that you need to do. It's still pretty indirect. Now you have for really a very small investment, you have the satisfaction of knowing that you've supported an organization that is helping to make the environment, the marketplace, and the political environment more friendly to your small business and to the growth and the health and the well-being of your entrepreneurial dream. And so thank goodness we have these organizations. Thank God we have these organizations that can advocate for us, that can be our spokespersons with the public policy makers. And so all we got to do is join them, is become part of them. So that's one option that they give us. The second option they give us is the ability to be directly involved. Many of these organizations will have one group I work with calls them fly-ins. Another one calls them, their summits. They have them every year, every other year, every 6 months. Most chambers of commerce will go at least one time a year, if not more, to Washington, D.C., or to your state house, to your state capitol, to call on politicians, to call on bureaucrats. Most chambers will do that. And you have the opportunity to go, to be part of the delegation that goes and talks to these policymakers. Now you're directly involved in the debate. Now you're directly involved in the discussion. Now you're a nose that can be counted face to face. You're a real live, not only a business, I mean, not only a voter. Now that's important. When a politician sees you and sees that you've spent your own money to show up at these places, to meet with them, to talk to them about the issues that affect your small business, that's important because you're a voter. But there's one other thing that you probably haven't thought about that's very important, and I really want you to focus on this. You're a center of influence. Because you've shown up at these locations, that tells them that you're a leader. You're not only a leader in your business, you're not only a leader in your industry, you're a leader in your community and in their state. And so that makes you not only a voter, but that makes you a center of influence. You influence other people, and they're really interested in a person like you. 20 after, we're going to be right back. I got more to talk to you about public policy issues right after these messages. Stay with us. It's 23 after. That's the Drifters. Great band. Long time ago, though. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I hope you will. I think you'll like it. I'm going to continue to talk about public policy resolutions, things that I want you and me both to focus on, to be a little more involved in. I want to come back to this center of influence thing of a second. See, I bet you haven't thought about that. People, as a business owner, you are also a business leader. You're a person who is running a company. You're hiring and firing and buying and selling and moving and shaking. And the longer you're in business, the more you're seen as a leader. You're a leader of your company. Some point in time, you're going to be involved in the PTA or the soccer teams or something bigger than that. But that's what small business owners do. We take leadership. It's part of the invisible hand that Adam Smith talked about, where operating for our own self-interest, we actually do good for the community. And so you're a leader. And when a politician sees you showing up, they feel like they're not just speaking to you. They're speaking to maybe five other people as well as you, or maybe 100 other people, or maybe 1,000 other people. For all they know, you're the state president of your trade group, for all they know. And you're going to be addressing the whole state's organization next month at some resort. As you hand the gavel over to the next person, you're going to have an opportunity to make your final speech and say, these are issues that we've got to be focusing on. And here are the people who are helping us with these issues. For all they know, that's the case. And okay, I know you're saying, well, I don't do any of that. They may not know that. My point is, the fact that you showed up tells them that you could be that kind of person. And you know what? It gets their attention. So direct involvement in the public policy debate is a big deal. It's very important whenever you can. But I'm not going to tell you to forsake your business on behalf of direct involvement in public policy, because I can't do that. That's not my job. I know how tough it is when the business requires your 110%, maybe 120% attention. I know how that is. But that's what you got these other organizations for, where you can be indirectly involved. And I just encourage you, I'm going to say it again, please join your Chamber of Commerce. When you find out what it costs to join your Chamber of Commerce, you're going to be surprised. I think it will surprise you. It's the best investment that you'll make. And I just encourage you to do that. And if you ever look around and you say, well, what has my chamber done for me lately? Well, here's what I want you to remember. The Chamber of Commerce is made up of lots of yous, lots of people like you. The Chamber of Commerce isn't some entity that's a paternal entity that's supposed to come and adopt you. The Chamber of Commerce is you. It's you and a bunch of other volunteers in the community who come together to do good for the community. So if you ever have a tendency to say, what's my Chamber of Commerce done for me? Well, you know what? If you ask that question, then you probably just indicted yourself, because what you just said was, what have I done for my community? What have I done for my Chamber of Commerce? Because if you were involved in the Chamber of Commerce a little bit, you would know what the Chamber does, and it does a lot for you. And if it's not doing as much as you think it should, that's a good reason to get involved, to make it a better organization. I want you to join at least one, if not more than one, national trade group, the NFIB, NFIB.com. Or the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. By the way, that used to be the Small Business Survival Committee, SBSC. You've heard me talk about them before. But now they have a new name, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. There's a technology group that you heard me talk about over the years. More and more of us are beholden, not just, we all use technology, but more and more of us are dedicated to technology. Technology is the key to our success. So we've got to be involved in the technology public policy issues. And there are plenty of those. There are lots of those. It's like a whole body of work now is our technology public policy issues. There's a whole debate about this. Security, privacy, internet sales tax, on and on. There's lots of issues out there that affect you and me. And there's an organization that I want you to know about, Association for Competitive Technology. ActOnline.org is their website. Also, they've got another one called NetChoice.org. NetChoice.org. And so check out these sites, folks. Check out these organizations. I've been working with every single one of the organizations that I just mentioned to you. I've been a member of a Chamber of Commerce for almost 30 years. I'm very proud to say that. I've been on the board of directors of a Chamber of Commerce a total of about 6 years or so, and a number of committees. I really am proud of my work with Chambers of Commerce. I want you to get involved with them. And as you get involved with your Chamber of Commerce, it's kind of a training ground for other organizations. You'll find other people. And as you become more successful in your small business, you'll find that it's more and more important that you be involved in the politics that are being played out in front of your business that either can help you or hurt you. And so think about those things, folks. Remember, politics affects your small business. And the question is, are you going to be part of the debate, or are you going to let those people who make public policy for you rightly assume that you don't care? Now take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Ivan Meisner. We got a lot of networking stuff to talk about. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM, and Office Depot.
This ain't no place for losing all the energy of life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.